You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You tired, Hugh?
A little bit, Joe.
Tired
like
of what?
I'm tired of dealing with these Twitter trolls.
Hold on. What are the Twitter trolls doing?
What are they doing?
I've been trolled lately because I've been kind of like... The ones that I don't like,
behaving?
When you try to, I have for the most part, because Rod's not listening right now.
He's always listening.
Blue Jeans is not listening. I know he got the replay.
The app.
But it's like.
Odyssey app, by the way. You can rewind the show.
It's like, you try to get on here and you try to be clear and concise, but no matter what you say.
Yeah.
People still hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, that's a them problem.
And
yeah.
I mean,
there's
but you
there's
know,
nothing. There's nothing we can do.
I do get kind of offended when somebody say, "Well, you flip flopping." Somebody, dude, I'm not a flip flopper. I don't even know how to flip flop.
Well,
also, but
what I flip flop about?
Well,
I flip flop.
Also, flip flopping is allowed if something happens.
Yeah,
so but like, it's like
the stay on that side people are talking nonsense.
Well, because in real
what if
life,
something changes,
it doesn't work that way.
Right.
Let's say you bought a new house and you love your new house, right? And then you
but
get
you don't like the kitchen.
Well, the kitchen, the cabinets all fall down when you walk in one day, like or the roof caves in. Guess what? You don't like anymore or love anymore your new house, new information, new opinions. I was the same person 5 years ago that said, bench Carson Wentz. I want to see Jalen Hurts play.
By the way, we can apply it to those people. Hugh came back to town to do Philly radio, and everyone's like, Hugh Douglas, one of my favorite former Eagles. And now Hugh says, Dak, I'm fantasizing about Dak in this offense over Jalen. They're like, what have you ever won, Douglas?
Yeah, they get mad. I don't.
Tell them to stay on that side. All right, we do have some news in the baseball world. It does impact the Philadelphia Phillies. So yesterday, of course, we got the news. Kyle Schwarber back. We were all excited. 5 years, $150 million. Hugh, I got some more good Phillies news. Now, not a signing by the Phillies. We're still waiting to see what kind of deal JT Realmuto potentially comes back on. I do think he's going to come back. But, Hugh, the New York Mets just got a little bit worse because Pete Alonso, their slugger that protects Juan Soto in their lineup, is leaving the Mets on a 5-year, $155 million contract to the Baltimore Orioles. Now, the Orioles were the team, Hugh, we found out yesterday, they were the other team offering Schwarber $5,150. So they took that money and they went and gave it to Pete Alonso. So Pete Alonso leaves the Mets. He heads to Baltimore. Hugh, I'd say this is a good couple days for the Phillies. The Phillies retain their slugger and the Mets who
lose theirs.
Yeah, I think that's a good outcome.
Yeah, I mean, especially when the Mets, you know, they like Pete just dipped. What he got, 155 of them things?
Yeah, basically the same contract as Schwarber with five extra million.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, yeah, Alonso out of the division.
What are the Mets going to do?
I don't know.
Maybe. Lost Diaz, lost Alonso.
Yeah, they've lost a lot on a team that wasn't even good enough anyway.
They didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I would think with the owner they have, they got more up their sleeve. We'll see what
Bread.
They
got Bread.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's out there.
Bregman?
For like significant, in terms of like, because the Juan Soto thing is a go all in move. Like, let's boost this roster over the top and try and win a World Series. What's their World Series winning move?
If I had to guess, and I hope it doesn't happen, if the Tigers trade Tarik Skubal, who's probably the best pitcher in baseball right now, everyone seems to think they're the team that will trade for him and pay him. So I hope it doesn't happen because he's a difference maker. But the Mets are worse today and the Phillies are better. It is good right now here in Philadelphia on that front. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I kind of like not looking at the Twitter poll until deep into the show because I have no idea what's going on over there. I'm sure everyone's handling the question well today, which, of course, was about Jalen Hurts and about Tanner McKee and the idea of, you know, is it on the table for you the rest of the season to potentially sit Jalen Hurts down? Should benching Jalen Hurts be on the table at all this season? Hugh, what do you think the voting came down on this one? Yes or no?
I would say... This one's a tough one. Because I want to say most people said no, but not after the game that he had.
Remember, we got the extra day of relaxation for people to calm their emotions down.
I'm going to say 60% yes, want Jalen benched.
So you are correct on the percentage breakdown, but opposite.
But the opposite.
So 66% no, 34% yes.
Okay. Well, I'm happy. I'm happy that the people see it the way that they see it. I appreciate that because I didn't know. Because it's been hard out there in them Twitter streets. And it's even harder when the boss looking at your timeline all the time.
You're going to be okay, buddy.
I told you to lay low.
I have been laying low. I have not had the vitriol that I usually have because I know he...
Well, it's because this week I'm the one that's yelling about the quarterback. And you're saying, well, I saw some positives.
No, you know what it is, man. I feel like we are a beacon of light.
No.
A voice of reason. Well, yep. I think that I am.
No.
And you know what? You know what I'm starting to realize?
What's that?
I'm guilty by association.
What?
You guys.
No,
are
hold
like,
on. Wait, whoa, guys, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I didn't do that to you. Hold on. I didn't do that to you.
We're not tweeting from your phone.
No, y'all.
We're not the ones fantasizing about Dak Prescott and Eagles uniform.
No, I was fantasizing about Dick or the Kicker.
Guilty,
right.
I'm guilty by association.
No, you're not.
Because a lot of times...
You said you imagine Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Eagles.
I get lumped in with y'all and some of the wild stuff y'all
You
say.
Trying to sever ties is so rich
now. I'm not
trying you know what? I see what's going on right now. Because Hugh was taking so much heat for his Hurts criticism.
Yep,
and now what he noticed is that Joe was about to call for the backup. And he was like, ooh, I can be the good guy today.
No.
This is so convenient.
This is not it. I'm in for a penny.
Hugh was fantasizing about Dak Prescott.
Did you na-na the boo-boo me?
Yes.
That's what you were doing?
Didn't you do that to me last week?
Yes, I probably did.
All right.
No, I'm just saying.
La,
I'm
la, 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 la.
I'm not abandoning.
Can we have the red zone static that we played yesterday?
I'm not abandoning the crew. I'm just saying it is what it is.
Sorry. We can't hear you here. Sorry. There must be something wrong with the mic.
You guys are so childish.
All right. Can we, let's hear the coaches operated talk. The coaches press conference sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS systems. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Here is Nick Sirianni.
Nick, when the defense is playing well and you're not going to win, how do you make sure those guys don't get demoralized by it?
Yeah, again, this is the ultimate team game, and one phase has to pick up another, and there could be games like that. There can be games the opposite way. But that's the important part of always connecting with everybody in the building, controlling the things you can control, all those different things.
You open up the offensive playbook just a little bit. How do you balance like doing that versus like maybe asking some guys to not do something that they're familiar with at this point?
There's different ways to. I mean, some things are. You know, it's just a difference of a formation or something like that. There still will be concepts that you've run throughout the year. Maybe you do one with play action as opposed to doing it with drop back. But you always are mixing things and introducing new things, you know, as the year continues to go on too. As you see, there's sometimes you see something on tape that fits something that you do with a little bit of a difference. And, you know, I think that's just kind of been business as usual as far as that goes, as we put different things in throughout the year. But it always goes back to, you know, does it fit with what you're kind of going for that week, and what your identity is and what you want to do.
Nick, usually when you have a guy coming off IR, you give him a week to practice and then he'll play in the next game. With You all right?
Yeah.
Marcus Epps came right off IR, hadn't really played defense all year. What made you confident in having him come right from IR to play, and what did you think of the way he played?
Yeah, I thought he did a lot of good things. We've got a lot of confidence in Marcus. That dates back, you know, obviously to when he was here prior. And then we're really excited to get him back, and, you know, until he got injured, was giving us good reps on special teams and even some time on defense. So have a lot of confidence in him and the things that he can do. And I thought he did a lot of good things. You know, everybody's a little different, right? Just because one guy took a week to get off, you know, everybody's bodies are a little different. Everybody's situation's a little bit different. So not in our, like, my written in my notes to say, hey, this guy will go after 1 week on it. It's more like, is he ready? Then you go with it. If not, then you wait another week.
For that, the fact that Lane did not go on IR would suggest this general time frame was a possibility. How's he coming along, and are you expecting him to practice this week?
Yeah, he's working hard. You know, he's working hard to do everything he can do to get back as fast as he possibly can. Obviously, he's a great football player, great team leader. And we'll see. We'll see where that is as we continue on. You know, we got to walk through today, being that it's a short week for us. And then, but we'll see. We'll see as the week continues.
What were your takeaways from the chance that Jalen was taken over the middle in the passing game? You know, some interceptions, but it seemed like his timing was better, especially that overtime throw to Devontae. Overall, what was your takeaway from that, and what you could build on?
From particularly the middle?
Yeah, the middle.
Yeah, I think that there was opportunities there that he did a good job of taking some of those opportunities that he was given, and I think he's always does a good job of taking what the defense gives him. You know, obviously, you know, never want the turnovers, but you know, he did some really good things. I think there was, you know, we can always look at, you know, I'm always going to look at, you know, obviously the win loss, the turnovers, and look at that and say that. But like, there was a lot of good things on offense, and there was, you know, we were able to move the football against a really good defense. Now, we didn't finish, you know, drives for multiple different reasons, and we turned the ball over for multiple different reasons. But there was a lot to be encouraged by, that we're continuing to go into the right direction that we need to go to. You know, that will be something that we talk about today, you know, in our meeting. So, but yeah, I thought he did a good job taking what he gave him. And again, there's for different reasons, there were some plays that didn't work out, and there were some plays that were explosive.
AJ had two plays that were drops over the middle of the field, led the interception, then the one in the end zone. I was wondering what the teaching points are on those two and what kind of your thoughts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the plays where overall?
Yeah, Yeah. So obviously uncharacteristic of AJ to have drops, no doubt. Uncharacteristic, just, you know, like we've talked about with Jalen, uncharacteristic interceptions as well, you know, for both parties. So, you know, I haven't even went over the tape with them yet. I would hate to say, hey, here's the coaching point without, you know, but there's always, sometimes it's, you know, when you talk about drops, sometimes one, it's just a drop, and sometimes there's a coaching point that you reiterate, you know, off of a drop. And so we'll go through that today. We'll have our conversations in here about it. But, you know, I know he wants, when anytime he comes to a drop, you know, he wants to catch it more than anybody. So if there's a good coaching point, you go over it. If not, you'd say, hey, make sure you work this catch, you know, 10 times more than you would have had you not dropped it. So that's kind of how we go through that.
The play before halftime, why did it not seem with two timeouts that there was any option in the middle of the field to maybe get an easier field goal attempt?
Yeah. Again, so you got the ball there at the 30 with two timeouts. We're trying to advance it. That the way we tried to advance it was to the sideline, and it didn't work. So, you know, we have plays in our offense to be able to advance it without getting too much, you know, in the middle. And then we have plays in our playbook that try to advance it on the sideline. And we chose the one on the sideline, and it didn't work.
Some of the things that went well for the offense, Saquon took some handoffs when Jalen was lined up under center that ended up in some chunk gains. What about those plays in particular worked well, and how do you feel like you can replicate?
Yeah, many different ways that you can create explosives in the run game, under center, in the gun. There's screens that are like runs. There are, you know, shovels that are like runs. So there's many different ways to go about it. You know, I think at the end of the day, we got great, there were good schemes, you know, introduced by the coaches, and then there was good execution, right, by the players. And so, you know, with really good fundamentals. So, you know, on those particular ones, that's, you know, Saquon found some light and was able to get free, and that was huge.
From your perspective, there looked to be, to us at least, some different additions into the offense. And you mentioned the ball going the right way. Is how much of that is trying to get that involved versus Jalen deciding, okay, this is where the football needs to be on a certain play?
Yeah, every time that Jalen has the ball in his hands, he's got to make the decision of where the football goes based off of, you know, the read on the play, what the defense is doing. And so, you know, I don't think there's anything different as far as that goes. You know, I've had some of those concepts in before, did a couple of them a couple different ways to create some explosives. But, you know, again, thought there were some things to be encouraged. And obviously we got to, you know, again, we thought we were explosive as an off. You know, we were more explosive than, you know, we won the explosive play battle, I guess is what I'm saying. But you just got to win that turnover battle, and we got to finish drives to get to see the full array of what we want to be on offense.
When it comes to anticipation for the quarterback, how can you guys help him get better at that?
Of anticipating? Yeah, you know, it's always about
– with anticipation.
Yeah, it's always about we're constantly talk through and think through – I guess it's like really anything, right? You constantly talk through what your timing is of your footwork, and then you watch the tape when it's on, and you praise when it's on, and you correct when it's off. So that's no different than a receiver in his route and if their footwork being on and them being in the right spot. So, you know, that's something, that's how you coach it is, you know, you first of all, your job description is clear with what what the read is, what you want to happen on the play. And then you get into walkthroughs and you get into practice and you correct it or you praise it if it's met. As far as, you know, there's different things we could do scheme-wise that we have without getting too much into that. But those are all those different things. I thought that he had a lot of good throws that he was anticipating. And that was a result of, you know, him taking the proper footwork, him going through his read in a great time and, you know, getting to the right guy.
Saquon has said that during the week, the vibes of practice in the locker room are really high. but then on Sunday he's noticed it's been a problem. I was wondering what you see, and maybe if you agree, why like the good vibes during the week don't seem to be transferring to the sideline on Sunday.
Yeah, I think Sunday is about being locked into what you're doing, and not that Monday, Tuesday, that is too. But you know, you're in a, everybody's in a routine on the sideline, right? It's like the free throw shot. You want to go through your same routine every single time in between series. So sometimes you're focused on the routine, and sometimes it's a result of, hey, it's not going the way you want it to go. There's a difference between being completely focused and locked in when it's not going well. You know, the vibe might be not as high when it's not going well. I mean, I think that's human nature, right? Like, you're not going to be like, yeah, we punted on whatever, you know what I mean? So I think that's natural of that, in the sense of, you know, Stout always says this: execution fuels emotion. And so that's what we're focused on, locked in on, is executing. We're focused on trying to get them in the right, you know, put them in positions to succeed and go from there. And I think that's what happens when, I think you'll see more vibe, I guess, to say, you know, as we, you know, because we're confident as we start to execute and you know, coach even better.
Like, there were with the reads and the run game for our offense on Sunday, were there more opportunities where Jalen might have had an opportunity to run, just didn't happen in those plays, or, you know, just curious about.
Yeah, without getting too much into that, we had some runs called that, you know, some early on into that football game that we called, and they did a good job of stopping it. So, you know, some of those kind of, as just like you adjust to try to attack things that, you know, you think you can attack, you do that same adjustment for something that might not be working at that particular time. So, you know, hats off to them. They were able to stop some of those types of runs. But, you know, we always want that to be part of our, you know, of who we are and what we do.
What's the personal coaching approach with Jalen after a poor interception game? 5 years into this, are you tougher on him, or are you trying to build him up? How do you approach that relationship at this point?
Yeah, we know each other well enough that, you know, and, you know, we're always just doing everything we can do to get better. You know, won't get too much into that. But, you know, always, like I said earlier, you always praise the things that they do well, and you correct the things that you want them to improve. That's our job as coaches. You know, the tone or the energy or whatever you do, you know, I won't get too much into that, but, you know, everybody, you know, you may not coach everything exactly the same as far as demeanor, or, you know, so there's a time to yell, there's a time to bring up, but it's always goes back to, I think there's an art to this. It always goes back to the standard. Did you meet the standard? Did you not meet the standard? And then there's an art to, you know, how you correct it in the sense of that, but it's always goes back to the standard. Did you meet it? Great. Did you not, you know, and you're going to praise that. And did you not, then you correct it.
After review of that last interception, what'd you think of the play call, the execution, and then the decision by Jalen?
Yeah, obviously it didn't work. So, and they got an interception from it. Obviously a really good play by their corner and the safety. You know, the corner did a really good job of midpointing it and getting his hand on the football and knocking it away. But won't go into, you know, whose fault, you know, what was the fault or anything like that. That's for us in here. And I always respect the job that you guys have to do. But, you know, always keep the things in here of what I thought between us and the players. But, yeah, definitely coachable moments for all of us in that particular moment. But great play by them.
Last one?
Nick, what do you think of Rory's play over the last couple weeks, in particular, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's been doing some really good things. Obviously had the big interception with we got from the pressure that we got right there, but, you know, was in, you know, in good positions. I always think he's in good position to make plays, you know, willing tackler, willing to throw his body around to make tackles. And so he's been doing a lot of good things. And I think last week the defense, you know, as a whole did a really good job. And Adoree certainly was a big part of that.
All right, there it was. Nick Sirianni's press conference. A lot of questions about the quarterback here. They snuck in some about Marcus Epps, which...
Okay. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm just saying that if you want to win Eagles Insider of the Year, I need more Jalen Hurts questions and less Epps questions.
Well, they were trying to probably trying to be kind.
Kind to who? Marcus Epps? The listeners?
Yeah, the listeners.
Hold on. Wait a minute. They're trying to be kind?
Yeah. If I was in there, I'd have asked all the hard questions.
Hound dog Hugh.
I'd have asked all, like, but that, you know. And I'd wear my Eagles Hall of Fame jacket.
Now, you can't ask hard questions wearing that.
What are these reports I hear about y'all trying to get another quarterback next season?
True or false,
up with that?
Nick?
What's going on?
Hey, Nick, are you guys going to draft a quarterback again next year?
I would definitely not do that.
Yeah, because they would not.
Because they would definitely not
invite you back after that one.
You know, they say it was like going to hell with gasoline draws on you, lighting stuff on fire.
Yeah, you can't do that. All right, let's quickly grab Dan in Pottstown, and then we got a lot to do here with you people coming up in a few minutes. What's up, Dan?
Joe, how are you and the boys doing there? Pretty good.
We're getting by, Dan.
Yeah,
what's up?
Okay.
Hey, getting ready for the holidays. Hey, about the birds there. Yeah, it's sad what's going on, but like some of your callers have said, they're 8-5, not 5-8. I get it. One of the biggest issues I have this year with the team, Barkley's not getting any yards, and there's a reason for that. The offensive line last year was called the best in the league. It's average at best right now. I mean, you have Lane Johnson out. Some of it's due to injuries. Lane Johnson's out. 69's been dinged up. 51, the center's been dinged up. I don't know what's happened to Jordan Mulatto on the left side there, because he's not. I don't know if he has any injuries, but he hasn't been playing up to par.
I agree. The offensive line has not been as good this year. Yep.
I played football through high school and a little in college. And you're not going to win with a subpar offensive line. You got the best backs in the world. I'll take an average backs with a great line, and you'll win. And they're not winning right now. Last few games, and I put a lot of it on the offensive line.
Dan, I agree. It's been a big downgrade from typical, normal stuff we get here with the Eagles. Dan, good phone call. But I thought the offensive line was fine Monday. I mean, they had a couple that
they were decent. Yeah, they had some holding penalties. They had some penalties that killed drives, but they were decent.
Yeah, I thought they run blocked better. I thought Jalen, for the most part, had time. I thought it was one of their best days in a while. We'll see how they play the rest of the season. I don't think they're going to face any great fronts. I mean, Max Crosby's a great player. They're going to see him on Sunday, but Raiders aren't very good. The Commanders' defense stinks. The Bills' defense is not the strength of their team. So hopefully they get on a good run and they play better. All right, 215-592-9494. That is the phone number to hop in here.
Hello. It's here's Hello Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yeah, it is that time of the day to find out what is in Hugh's Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Supply. Hop in now, 215-592-9494. You get up, you get to ask Hugh one yes or no question, and then you get to make your guess as we figure out what is in that stocking today. I'll tell you about that prize you're playing for coming up on the other side on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.